Hey, AfterBuzzers and Bold Type fans, we are talking Season 2, Episode 4, OMG, and that it was. We finally have an I love you from one of our favorite couples, Kadena. And is their romance still happening for Jane and Pinstripe? We cannot wait to discuss, so don't go away.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Guys, this song gets me so pumped, and the fact that it was in the opening of this episode just made me so much happier. Welcome back to another Bold Type After Show. What's going on, Carla?
Hey, guys, what's up?
I'm so excited to be here. We are down two of our lovely panel members tonight, but they will be joining us next week. We miss you dearly. I'm your host, Ali Nasta, and we can't wait to get into tonight's episode.
Did you introduce me?
Yeah, I did. The song's just so catchy. But OMG, as this episode stated, we got an I love you from our favorite couple tonight. So overall thoughts on this episode?
I don't like the timing for the I love you, to be 100% honest with you. I feel like that was kind of, again, her way to avoid the questions that she was asking.
Interesting.
That's kind of how I saw it more than anything. I was very excited for the I love you because I feel like we've all been waiting for it. And I kind of hadn't even noticed that it hadn't happened. But I wish it would have happened in a different way.
Gotcha. I guess we'll just have to get into it. Maybe we just jump off this episode starting about Kat and Adina, because they kind of went through a lot. And it's interesting because this is the only couple that we're really focusing in on right now, because Sutton and Jane are kind of doing their own thing with their relationships. It gives us, you know, they're really progressing at a fast rate, which we need to remind ourselves, because it's only been probably, a total of 2 months total, because she was gone for 3 weeks. How long was Kat gone? Do we remember? Do we know? It was like, 2 weeks?
I think it was like two or three weeks.
Yeah. She was gone. So technically, maybe in the grand scheme of things, they have been together for like 2 months. Like, technically, because they weren't together right before she went to go visit.
Yeah, but I feel like Jane was hired and fired faster than 2 months.
I don't know. Anyway,
like
the timeline,
we definitely
need to figure out this timeline, which I will go back and figure out. But I just think that they've been through a lot. And obviously we see just kind of, you know, any relationship that you start out with, there's those questions that you don't really want to ask, but they're kind of lingering and you want to know. And we saw them blatantly go through those issues with, you know, Kat's been super open about introducing her to her friends, and Adina hasn't really been, you know, the one being like, let's go see my friends. So did you see that as kind of a fault in Adina, or did you see that a fault at that Kat's pushing Adina to bring her to those friendships and those relationships?
No, personally, I think it's normal when you get into a relationship that you want to meet your partner's friends. You know, you want to be taken out with, like, the friends and meet the friends and have the friends know who you are, especially if they may or may have a past with their friends, as I think we could see that with Adina. So if anything, I think it was a little bit, I don't know if Adina has had the opportunity also, though, to take Kat to her friends, but I think it's completely normal that Kat was like, hey, you know what, like, you've actually never taken me to your friends or your family. Like, in all reality, Kat doesn't know anything about Adina besides her previous relationship with Coco.
Which we got a strict, you know, throw under the bus for that
seriously.
One. But, you know, I was kind of on a struggle with this this episode, only because I always kind of, you know, you wonder who's more in the wrong in this situation, because clearly the situation they were thrown into was a little uncomfortable, because a Kat is thinking these are her friends because she's invited to Layla's party, but then there's also an awkward ex relationship we're talking about, but there's no explanation. So I think Kat had the full right to kind of ask those questions, and I think she really went about it the most mature way possible by waiting until she was kind of home to discuss these things. But really, she didn't even really outright ask, hey, Adina, were one of these people your exes? Because in any situation, that can be a little awkward. No matter if you're still friends with your ex or whatever, it's always an awkward situation.
Especially like if you kind of were invited to this party and she's like, oh, she's just an old friend. Like, you can't tell somebody, your partner, like, oh, yeah, this is just a friend, and then find out later on that it's not a friend. Or right. Maybe it wasn't a friend. Maybe it was more than a friend.
Right. But see, and then this is where my struggle goes, because I really trust Adina and I really believe her pure intentions are real. You're giving me a side eye. I'm wondering. I cannot wait to hear your thoughts on this. And tell me what you guys think in the chat or in our comments below, because I'm really curious as to whether we should believe Adina's pure intentions, or do you think she really pushed the I love you in order to negate all of the things that Kat kind of wanted to open her up about?
So I'm a little hesitant right now about Adina myself, in all honesty, just because I feel like it's true. We don't really know anything about her, and I feel like she's kind of keeping some certain things like a secret. And I think when you get into a relationship, you need to be open with the person, and you don't need to tell them your whole life in one sitting, but at least let them know maybe about previous relationships, mm-hmm. or anything that has to do with your past that the partner you're with right now should maybe know about.
Yeah, I think definitely. And but it's weird because they do have this open communication, but
they're not communicating.
But they're not. They did last episode, but then this episode, they really skirted around the issues that were actually at hand.
But I feel like it was more Adina avoiding the questions. Situations. Because, I mean, if somebody asks you, okay, like, how many people have you been with? You either tell them or you say, like, oh, I don't want to tell you. Like, but you're not like, oh, you know, like, why do we have to talk about this? Like, this is the past, you know? I don't know how you feel about this.
So would you be more on a Sutton sign of, you know, the past is in the past is actually someone just trying to skirt away from situations? Or do you think that the past is in the past, meaning Adina truly wants to move on from that and it doesn't matter? Whatever happened to her before she met Kat doesn't matter. Like, which side would you be on? Adina's true side of being like, I don't care what happened before, I'm in love with you? Or would you be on Sutton's side of, well, when people say the past in the past, it means they're trying to avoid something?
Can I say in the middle?
Yeah, you could totally.
I'm totally in the middle because I feel like whenever somebody says the past is in the past, I feel like you're trying to, whatever happened, like, you wanted to stay back there. Right. And either it's because you're ashamed of it or because it's something that you're not proud of. Like, it always, if you say the past is in the past, it's because I kind of related to being a little bit negative. But that's just my personal point of view.
Right.
And then also on Adina's side, because, like, yeah, like, the past is in the past. And, like, you never know when it comes to these questions, like, how the other person is going to react or if they're going to be judgmental towards you. So you want to make sure that, like, I feel like they haven't gotten to that point where they could actually talk about it, because this is Kat's first relationship with a female. So the number of people that Kat has been with is going to be different than Adina's, because Kat has been with males and Adina has been with females. So I feel like Adina would be like, well, I'm the only female that you've been with and that's special to me. But for Kat, it's like, wait, like I'm not the only female you've been with. You know, I feel like that would maybe.
Yeah, I think the reason I agree with Adina saying the past is in the past is because they've built something special together, you know, and it doesn't really matter what's gotten them to get to this point. And I know it was kind of feeling a little rushed to say the I love you, but I think that, you know, Adina, I think, you know, what she was mentioning about how she wouldn't be there if she didn't have to be, you know,
that's true.
This Coco relationship that she had, you know, that was a long stint of a relationship that she kind of had to, you know, set aside in order to make everything happen with Kat. So I think that it is something that's tricky that I think the writers are throwing in there for us to have some sort of hesitancy around this, because the fact that they are, you know, the only couple we have right now, and they want, obviously there's going to be issues that arise, because that's any show, any writer's point of view is going to add a little friction in there. But I will say the fact that she did mention, like, listen, I don't have to be here in a country that I've, you know, she had to go through special hoops in order to get there. So that's where I feel like her intentions are pure. And I feel like the I love you was really, she's been wanting to say it for a long time and maybe has felt it for a long time. And it just came out as kind of a rushed scenario because of the fact that she just wants to Kat to like finally lay off and really understand that she is accepting and loves her and is just like, it just kind of was the heat of the moment and she couldn't control that.
And I don't disagree with you at all. Yeah. Like I think that for me, it's more like when I think if you're going to say to your partner, I love you for the first time, like I think it should be like, at a cute place, maybe.
But sometimes it doesn't happen that way. Sometimes
it doesn't have to. But like honestly, I just for them, just the way that the whole episode went, I feel like Adina was just really avoiding Kat's questions, and I kind of wish she would have been a little bit more straightforward and honest with her from the get-go.
Yeah, I will say, if you guys are listening to our podcast, we've got a great live chat where whoever's watching on YouTube can kind of say some thoughts and feelings they had, and I would like to point out that Maddie Fernandez is in the chat. Hey, Maddie, thanks so much for joining us. And she says, I feel like Adina really wants to protect Kat because it's her first relationship with a woman, and that's kind of what you mentioned first.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I agree with that, Maddie, and I think she really is doing a good job of that. But we appreciate you guys so much for joining us that we kind of want to share with you a special thing that AfterBuzz is, and we have so many different after shows other than The Bold Type. So, Carla, do you want to take that away?
Yes, definitely. First of all, guys, thank you so much for tuning in. And here at the network, we produce after shows for nearly all your favorite TV shows, from dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more. There's no network that works harder to serve television fans. But now we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. Besides helping us a ton, here's what's in it for you. It caters specific content you already like directly to you. It brings you your favorite after shows so you don't have to seek them out. And it suggests content from other channels or podcasts that might interest you. Subscribing to our YouTube channel will also help you discover new shows we're sure you'll love. Since you're already tuned into our drama channel, you might be interested in The Affair, Queen of the South, Claws, 13 Reasons Why. And remember, we have channels for other genres too. Please don't be shy about subscribing to them either. And if you're worried about pesky notifications, don't be. They're optional. It's easy. Hit that subscribe button now for an even easier AfterBuzz experience. And if you let us know that you did in the comments, we'll shout you out on air. Thanks for being the best fans. We promise to continue to do our best to serve you.
We love you guys so much. And if you're listening on iTunes, be sure to give us a 5-star rating and let us know what you want us to proceed to talk about for the weeks to come. We love you so, so, so much. And we love that Kat and Adina said I love you. I'm excited about it, and I every episode, and I'm excited to see where they go. Leading into other relationships that aren't so hot and heavy from the get-go would probably be Ben and Jane. First of all, love Ben. I think he's perfect and amazing.
Yeah, I would date Ben like
100%.
Yesterday.
after last week's episode and kind of seeing how he is and how mature he is.
Yeah.
And then being...
And how humble he is.
Yes.
The fact that he's a doctor and he decides to stay at a hospital and he runs this free clinic, it's just like, who would want to date a guy like that?
Totally. And what's interesting, too, is that you see Jane, you know, last season it was really her about trying to figure out the dating world and if she wanted to date more than one people at a time and kind of going on dating apps and figuring that all out. And it was really interesting this episode because she's got a great guy in front of her and it seemed like she was creating issues for herself. You think that she was doing that besides obviously the religion factor? But it seems that she's kind of holding herself back from really falling for Ben.
I don't know that she held back from Ben. I think if anything, it was mainly the religion thing that really came up to her. That was like an issue that she was creating for herself. Because in all reality, I feel like it's not a big issue. If anything, I feel like that's awesome, you know, right, to have somebody that believes in something bigger than
Well, I themselves. Think what was great about this is that we got to see a side of Jane that we almost forget about. You know,
yeah.
she had a hard upbringing, and we saw a little bit of that last season with the Brocka Jean episode, as well as, you know, just kind of realizing that she did lose her mother at a very young age. So that obviously is a really hard pill to swallow if you're having someone like tell you about how they're feeling. And I thought, just like we've talked about with Kat and Adina, is the communication was amazing to where she didn't shy away from telling him. She did in the beginning, and it kind of brought some awkward tension between them. But the fact that they were able to openly talk about it and kind of progress and move forward made me really excited to see where this relationship is ready to go.
And you know what? Another thing that made me really excited was the fact that we saw Pinstripe. But at the same time, I kind of got nervous because Pinstripe is the fun guy that we all would love to date and, like, have fun with. But at the end of the day, I feel like the doctor would be the perfect person to go home to, you know?
Well, and even Pinstripe himself said that. Oh, yeah. How safe. Of course, you'd be dating a guy named Ben, who's a doctor.
Yeah. And I feel like Ben is a perfect fit for Jane, and Jane is for Ben. I feel like they're both, like, kind of meet each other in the middle. And when Pinstripe showed up, I was like, oh my gosh, Pinstripe's back. But then for a second, I was like, oh no, like, Pinstripe's back. Right. And when she started going out with him and then leaving the date and going out with him, I was like, then the fact that she went back and she kind of met up with Ben was kind of like, she kind of showed like, okay, she really does like him. Right. And it kind of, I was thankful that Pinstripe showed up in this episode because it showed her that, like, she needs to. Right.
Well, let's refresh everybody that Pinstripe and Jane obviously dated, and the reason they broke up was because Jane was kind of struggling with the fact that they were not in an open relationship, but, you know, he was dating, and he was like, you should go date people as well. And she kind of felt like, you know what, I don't know if I'm about that. I don't know if I'm about dating multiple people. If that's the case and you're kind of a player, I just think that we should go our separate ways.
Yeah.
And so they never really had, like, it was like an official, unofficial goodbye in a sense. So I think bringing him back was definitely, for the audience, really exciting, as well as you did see their instant chemistry. But I think that something we need to remember is that obviously because they've had a past, it's easy to see them in a sing together rather than Ben and Jane are really building that foundation for us. But, like, that's really, it's going on an exciting route because by the end of this episode, I was reminded that, oh, Pinstripe really is just kind of out for himself and he's a player, even though he's really great and fun and adds a lot to the scene. I think he's a phenomenal actor as well. Yeah. So it's just great seeing him on
screen. Do you think we'll have Pinstripe for the rest of the season?
That's what I was going to ask you. Like, I was going to ask you whether you would see, in the long run, Jane ending up with Ben or Pinstripe. And that could be something that, like, could be one of our predictions later. But just, like, if you could see, after this episode and based off of Jane's decision, who would you see her ending up with in the end?
See, I wouldn't even think about her ending up with anybody because, like, at this point, I feel like, yes, she does, like, she's attracted to Pinstripe and she thinks Pinstripe is fun, but I think Ben is maybe too good for her. I feel like she kind of would want somebody in the middle, in between Ben and Pinstripe.
I could see that. Like, say there's someone else coming in and he kind of just throws her off of off kilter.
Yeah.
I could see that happening. I know right now, for me, I saw so much chemistry between Pinstripe and Jane. And I think more this season than last season. And like I'm saying, I think that's what I was trying to tell myself is obviously we need to remember that Ben and Jane are just starting the foundation for their relationship. Yeah. And, you know, Pinstripe and Jane have a past.
Yeah.
But I think that there's something.
And they have like a fun past. Right. You know?
And I think that there is something there. But then at the same time, I don't know if I can stray away from the fact that Jane's always gonna, you know, be the bigger person and always choose the right way, not telling the story about the anchor cheating on his wife, you know? Yeah. She's not gonna tell that story, but Pinstripe would. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if at the end of the day she could end up with someone that's gonna pick those kind of moral, you know, directions. So I don't know. That's why it's so confusing. Yeah, right? I don't know. But I could see maybe her marrying Ben. I don't know. Pinstripe is awesome. I think it's too early to tell.
I think so, too.
But I didn't know if maybe you had a distinct answer that we could figure out.
I don't have a ship yet.
You don't have a ship yet. Okay. No. I mean, I think everybody's still Jane Stripe. Everybody's really excited about that. Yeah,
Jane Stripe.
I think he's definitely not going away anytime soon. I think he's going to continue to pop back around. And I think that they might have. And I think he likes how Jane pushes his buttons. Like, he totally likes that about her. And I don't think he's willing to let that go yet. And he might even down the road be like, you know what? You're right. You you made me realize that I don't want to be that person, maybe. Yeah. I thought I did, but I don't want to be the person that tells the story about the man cheating on his wife.
So that's a big prediction.
I could see that happening, maybe. But I don't know. I guess only time will tell. Only time will tell.
We're changing him.
Yes,
Pinstripe maybe. The good guy.
Pinstripe the good guy, which I guess was never... I mean, he's been a good guy, but like...
He's a good guy, but he's just like the player guy. Yeah. I mean, he's a player guy that like you have fun with and like it's flirtatious every time they hang out. But it's not... I feel like he's not really the relationship type.
Yeah, I guess we'll have to see. Something that we definitely are going to have to see how this plays out is Sutton's decision to put this charge of $500 miscellaneous dollars on her corporate card. Quick question right off the bat. Do you think that she's going to get in trouble with this later down the road?
Yes.
So she's going to get caught?
Yeah.
Okay.
Definitely.
And do you think that she'll... Do you think that, like, she could get in trouble from this decision?
I think she'll get in trouble, but in the end of the day, I feel like... I don't know why I'm blanking on her name. Boss?
Wait, like, Oliver?
No, not her boss. The chief editor.
Oh my gosh, why? You're making me blank!
Allie searches it. Oh my gosh. Everybody knows the name of the boss. I feel like, in the end, Oliver is gonna end up getting mad at Sutton.
Yes! No!
What is it?
Wait. Why? We're blanking. Keep going.
Okay. So I was like, I even lost my train of thought right now.
Come on, Carly. Get back in it.
I'm getting back in it. So I feel like she's going to get in trouble with Oliver, and Oliver's going to elevate it to her, and then she's going to have a conversation with her, and she's going to be like, what are you doing? Like, you don't have to be paying for your friends in order for you to try and get up higher in the ladder.
And you're talking about Jacqueline.
Jacqueline. There it is.
Guys, that is so Jacqueline. Bad. Jeez, you had me, like, you know when someone, like, looks at you and, like, you know what you want to say, but you're like, I don't know what you're talking about. Okay, sorry about that.
That's funny because, like, we know Jacqueline.
We love Jacqueline.
But we just didn't really see Jacqueline this episode.
No, we didn't.
But Jacqueline, I feel like Jacqueline is totally going to talk to her and knock some sense into her and tell her, you know what, like, this is not the way that you make it to the top by buying, like, miscellaneous things for your
Well, I think something that's clients. Really, really interesting to touch on here is the fact that, you know, Sutton has worked her butt off to get to the position where she was. And I think that something that we all kind of do is what we've talked about in past episodes is we put ourselves in a timeline and compare ourselves to other people's directions and paths, which you cannot do. Mm-hmm. Everybody's path is different. Their story is different. And you're not going to get there at the same amount of time.
Especially with your friends. Because her kind of going back with Adina is kind of like, you know.
You mean with Kat?
With Kat, yeah.
Yeah, so I think that the fact that she was comparing her progression with Kat said it perfectly. She said, well, it's harder to get further in fashion than it, like, at a fast pace than it is to get into social media at a fast pace.
It's true.
And I think that you, because your path is way different and she wants to get into fashion, that's going to take maybe 10 years to get to where you want to go. Mm-hmm. And I think fast-tracking it could possibly demolish that.
Yeah, it could push her back.
And the fact that it was like as soon as Brooke, this Insta celebrity, walked in, it was like the demeanor of Sutton changed a little bit and something irked in her that I haven't seen yet. And I didn't really like it, to be honest.
No, she seemed very, like, desperate to kind of be like, oh, I need to be her friend. I need to know her and I need to go out with her. I need to develop a relationship with her. It's not, first of all, it's not even a sincere friendship at all. And I don't...
Because Brooke's using her as much as Sutton might be using her to get ahead in the fashion
game. Obviously, Brooke knows that.
Right.
Brooke knows this is an assistant who is offering to buy me drinks only because she wants me to invite her to a dinner where I'm already invited for free. So I think that Sutton needs to realize that this is not the right way to go about her career because she also doesn't know anything about Brooke. She doesn't know what her reputation is. Like, well, you know, or like, and sometimes, like, you want to know who you're hanging out with because, like my grandma always said, tell me the top five people you hang out with and I'll tell you who you are. And I think, like, you don't want to show up to some of these events, like, in fashion with, like, the wrong person who may be doing the wrong things. And then people are going to think that you're also doing that. And
that's the thing, is that you have one reputation in your life ever. And if you're going to let this one thing slide, like, how many more things are you going to get walked all over on or let them do to you before your image might be blown or whatever?
Yeah.
But I thought that something that was really kind of frustrating to me is that Sutton, we see, is a very strong, independent, powerful, knows what she wants, gets it done kind of woman, you know?
Yeah.
And I think what disappointed me is the fact that she's usually used to getting things done on her own, and the fact that she thought that she needs Brooke in order to get her to where she wants to be is not the Sutton that we know and love. And that's what I think frustrated me and gave me this complex with, why would you? I was expecting her that when she went up to Brooke, she was going to say, you know, she went up there that last time. Yeah. I thought she was going to be like, no, give me the $500. I'm not going to go to the after party with you. Have a good night. I swear I thought that was going to happen.
I didn't think it was really going to. Yeah, no. I feel like Sutton is going to go. It's not the end of the friendship is not going to come from Sutton. I'm pretty sure it's going to come from Brooke.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, Sutton's done so much to protect her career. And I mean, the fact that she's pushed Richard away and didn't want that to ruin her career, when this could ruin your career in the worst way. If people know that you're using company money for that type of activity, is not repairable.
I mean, this is literally, I feel like this is even worse than people thinking that she worked the way up because of her dating Richard,
right,
when they had already been dating even before while she was an assistant, you know?
Yeah. So I don't know. I think it's going to be interesting to see how this plays out, because I don't think it's going away just yet.
No,
and I think that maybe more things in Brooke might take more advantage of her. But yeah, I don't know. I guess we'll kind of see how that plays into her character and to where she's gonna go with her career. And you know, and I mean she's been doing such a great job without that. Like, Oliver was really seeing her work ethic and how good of a fashion, you know, like how good she is at putting pieces together and the looks together. So you know what, it frustrates me that she feels like she needs someone to get her there.
Yeah, actually I'm gonna hold my thought, because it's more of a prediction.
Predictions. Okay, yeah. Cool. Well, hold that thought. Before we get into predictions today, we've got some news and gossip for you, ladies and gentlemen. So Katie Stevens is actually taking over the Late Night with Seth Meyers Instagram. So make sure you guys check that out. And then she is obviously appearing on the show as well. And she just celebrated her engagement with an engagement party over the weekend. Aww. So that's really exciting. Congratulations. Katie. And also a huge congratulations to the entire Bold Type I was going to say staff. Well, staff, crew, actors, everything, because they were all three. Megan, Aisha, and Katie were all nominated for Choice Summer TV Star. And then the Bold Type show was nominated for a Choice Summer TV Show.
That's so exciting.
You guys can also go vote, because the voting stops on June 28th. So make sure you go to the Bold Type's Instagram page and go submit your votes, because obviously we love this show. All of these characters are so interesting and we love them and we can relate to them in so many ways. So we thank the cast and crew and everybody that has put this show together, and that we get to talk about it every week, because it's one of our favorites. And it's getting juicy, you know?
It is.
Now that we're in season two, we've got all these relationships brewing and complexes with the character. Everybody was, you know, I feel like was perfect in a way. And now it's like you're seeing everything kind of flush out.
And not only that, but also I'm very excited to see the relationship between the three girls. I'm really excited to see the relationship between Sutton and Kat and Jane. Wow, I'm blanking out on all the names today. Today is not a name day. But I'm actually really excited to, like, see their friendship kind of grow a little bit more, because I feel like last season their friendship was something like, oh, this is the kind of friendship that I want. But we didn't see as much as, like, their arguments and the fights and the disagreements.
Right.
And I feel like this season we're getting that.
Totally getting into it.
And I'm enjoying it.
It's great. Obviously, we love it or we wouldn't be here, right?
Exactly.
So make sure you go vote for Best TV Show, and obviously all our favorite actresses, Katie, Megan, and Aisha. So, Carla, it is time to get into some predictions for next week and the rest of the season.
Yes, and now, your AfterBuzz TV
predictions. I love that photo. That's like, that they were.
I know, it's the best. Alrighty, so you said you were going to save it. Before you forget, what was that prediction that you had? I was like, did you forget it already?
No. So my prediction, I've had a few, so that's why I was like, wait, which one?
Okay.
So the one that I was talking about was, or that I was thinking about was, I think that Oliver, Sutton is going to perform bad at her job, either because she's going to be hungover, she's going to be tired, or something's going to happen. I feel like she's going to do a bad job at something, and Oliver's going to be like, what's going on? Like, I see that you're spending all this money, you're showing up to work smelling like alcohol. Like, I feel like it's all going to add up. I don't think it's just going to be the money she's putting on the Scarlet card. I think it's going to be like, he's gonna, there's see, going the to be
falter.
The performance, yeah. And then the other one, I think Jane and Ben are going to be great, but at the end of the day, I have a feeling that Pinstripe is here to stay for a little bit, and he's going to maybe tempt her.
He's going to stir things
to
up.
To make a move and make a triangle here with him and Ben. And Kat, I'm happy for Kat and Adina, and I want to see the relationship to keep growing.
Cool. Was that it? Anything else? All right. Perfect. Well, I think that we didn't get a Richard this episode, so I think that Richard is going to kind of maybe step in Sutton is having some issues faltering with her career and kind of her performance is falling. Richard might step in and be like, what's going on? He's going to be there to really like bring her back up maybe because I still don't think that that relationship is done just yet. I think that there's still more to come. And then I also believe that Pinstripe is going to somehow sweep Jane off her feet. And I think that maybe he might realize that maybe she's the one he wants. I just somehow, as much as I love Ben and want this relationship to continue to grow, I think that Pinstripe and her have some sort of undeniable chemistry that just has to somehow come back into the storyline. Yeah. And then for Kat and Adina, you know, I don't think this is the last of these conversations they're going to have. And I think that they are going to have a little bit more struggles, but like any relationship does. And I think that the fact that Adina really did express to Kat, like, listen, I would be home if it wasn't for you. You know, I'm here for you and I want to love you and I want to be here and I want to make this relationship grow and become something. And so I think that that kind of is going to help Kat. And then obviously they're going to have more issues, but they still love each other. And I think that we're going to see more of this love grow. And it's really exciting because we've seen it really progress at a fast rate. And I'm going to figure out this actual timeline of like how many weeks and months it's been, because sometimes that can help into like figuring out what's actually going to happen and predict what these writers are going to possibly do.
Seriously.
But yeah, I think that's about it. And I cannot wait for next week's episode because all of these are so juicy.
I can't wait. There's going to be some tension in between the group friends group. And I'm super excited to see.
Which is super exciting. And we thank you guys. And we love you so, 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 so much. So, of course, please rate, subscribe, comment. Let us know what your thoughts and feelings are. We love hearing from you and we appreciate you. Carla, where can they find you on social media?
Hey guys, thank you so much for tuning in tonight. I'm Carla Belchin. You can follow me on Instagram at @IamCarlaBelchin or on Twitter at Carla Belchin with an R at the end.
And hey guys, Allie Nasty here. Find me on Instagram at LA Girl. And of course, follow AfterBuzz TV on all social media platforms. We will see you next week. Bye.
Ciao.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.